here's a story from The World.
Pornography is an industry with a history of inherent problems, and easier to access than ever, courtesy of the internet. Starting this month, MasterCard says it will no longer process payments for adult websites. That is, unless they can confirm the ages and identities of people appearing in the videos. Performers who upload material will have to be verified users. It is not the first time a credit card company has taken a stand in the world of adult entertainment. Visa, Discover, and MasterCard have all ended their payment schemes on the adult video website Pornhub after allegations that they were contributing to sex trafficking. Reporter Tom Wainwright with our partners at The Economist says these are just some of the many examples of how credit card companies are now regulating online content. Here's Tom on The Economist podcast, The Intelligence.
Visa and MasterCard handle 90% of payments in the West, and so if they block out a website or a company or an industry, it's very, very difficult for that company to really continue on the same basis. And so the credit card firms in particular have an enormous clout in deciding what goes online. And if they decide that particular types of websites are not going to be allowed, as for example MasterCard is with these new rules for adult websites, it has a very big impact on those industries. Deciding where that line is and what's legal and illegal is not always straightforward, and there are many areas, including online pornography, where the law has arguably failed to keep pace with the speed of change in the industry. Online porn is pretty different now in the days of iPhones than it was 10 years ago when more of this stuff was professionally made. So in areas where the law hasn't really been updated, card companies and banks find themselves having to slightly fill in the blanks where legislators have not yet acted.
Tom Wainwright says financial companies want to ensure that only legal content is purchased, but it's more complicated than that.
It's difficult because I think they also face reputational concerns. You know, there's a lot of lobbying by campaigners who want to try and target financial companies as a way to reform these industries, because they found that targeting politicians sometimes doesn't get them very far because Congress is so often gridlocked. And they've also found that if they target financial companies, then their rules, of course, apply internationally. So campaigners of all sorts, and not just anti-porn campaigners, we've had anti-far-right campaigners as well, have targeted financial institutions, banks, credit card companies, trying to persuade them to drop particular clients, even if what those clients are doing isn't strictly illegal, because they found that it's a good way to try and stop this kind of content and these kinds of people from airing their views online.
How the companies feel about taking on this role, says Wainwright, is a mixed bag.
I think in some ways they probably feel pretty proud to be helping with law enforcement and helping crack down on some pretty bad stuff. But I think they also feel a certain amount of kind of discomfort that they've been handed this role as gatekeepers. And it reminds me of conversations that I've had with people who work in social media who don't feel all that wild about this role that they have in having to determine what kind of misinformation should be allowed and, you know, make these difficult calls on whether people should be allowed to say that face masks don't work or hydroxychloroquine is a great cure for COVID and that kind of thing. You know, they kind of feel uncomfortable making those decisions. And I think it's similar for card companies and payment networks, that they've been handed this role which sees some people accuse them of playing at being the kind of moral police, and other people accuse them of enabling wrongdoing and processing the payments of some pretty bad people. It's also expensive for them. Just as social networks employ thousands of people as moderators, banks and card companies employ thousands of people fighting financial crime and looking at risk and compliance. So it's a kind of moral headache for them, but also a financial cost involved.
That was Tom Wainwright with our partner, The Economist, speaking about MasterCard's move to require adult websites to confirm the ages and identities of the people who appear in their videos.